Kindergarten daf mesechtes ba mitzid daf ayin tes. We're going to basic and test matzah. We're going to do yata mitzil ba yayin zebes finis. So you could only have it in the case of this halacha, and he said this one, and he said this both. Okay, so then they could understand two halves of this halacha, because da muchzik, it's whoever's in possession. Even if they would tell the other one, les loch gaboy blei midi. You have nothing by me, because the kaim tanach, go fulfill your condition, and neither one could fulfill it, because they both said zu or zeh. So therefore, it's the muchzik who holds on to it. And this is what I'm going to say. The mekamakam, however, im nosan kol aschiras. But if he already paid for all of the rental, amar leit lasoicher. Why can't the renter take back schar? The chatzid actually halach. The payment of the half of the journey that he didn't go. Chibishlosh masker muhzik. You think because the masker is holding onto the money, yavir he should gain? Why? But he never used that services. Void moreover, the schiras in mishlem is besides. Wages are only due at the end. So why should the renter lose out when it's not even considered the payment yet that he should be muksik on it because you're not even chayv for the schiras until it's done? Yeah, because once he gave him the wages, nisratza, he was agreeable that it should be his right away. Although in general, you're right, it's not payable until the end. And he gave it to him without intention that it should be his right away. Imloi yisharabai. If it doesn't remain with it. Now, Rivam Pirish, he explains, how the Parach, this is what the Gemara asks, and this is really going back on Amen Aleph, that Besfina Stam V'yayin Zeh, regarding when the guy says, just a boat, doesn't say this boat, and this guy says this one. In Loi Nosan, so the Gemara asks, if he didn't give, Amai Lo Yitin, why doesn't he have to give? So he explains, Loi Parach, the Gemara's not asking, Ela Amai Lo Yitin Schar Chad Tzadech Shikra Halach. It's only asking, why doesn't he give the half of the rental that he already went on? But regarding the payment of half the journey didn't go on, and that's why it says bring over here related to what he just said before, obviously he shouldn't give that, because that's annoyingness. However, if he really gave it, he doesn't take it back. The mashma, it sounds like the Leitol Klal, as Tzitzit said on the Manas. It doesn't take at all. He's not going to take back even at all, even what the half that he didn't go on, he doesn't take that back. Like Koshle, that wasn't difficult to the Gemara. Because Kimin Shu Muxik, yes, since he's in possession, Mazumala came to nine, he's ready to fulfill his condition. Nichele Shleyav Zaklal, it makes sense that he shouldn't have to give back at all. Shan the Gemara answers, okay, we're talking about Yain Zev Asfina Zu. Talking about this one and this boat. The man the toughest, the one who's holding on to, Lemat Kinmei, we don't take it away from him because the Muxik Yim Lechaveh, the one who's possession of the money, tells his friend, but Kimin Shu Inchoyach Lekam Tanach, you can't fulfill your condition. So Mazlech Karam, it's your Mazlech that caused it. So if you wanted to collect the money, the onus of proof is on you. So the Maram says this is a new divya masl. I was fin stam, the yain stam, but when it's just general a boat and a wine, chalkin, the halacha is that you divide it. We're going to this halacha homosafkali the rivam. The rivam was not sure what does it mean chalkin. Im Cholkim, does it mean that they divide Schar Chad Tzedech Shehalach Davka? They divide the payment, the rent of the half of the journey that he went on, and that is, you split that half, and this Revisa gives him a quarter? But Cholkim Kala Schers, or does it mean that you divide the whole rental, Vitin Schar Hadach, and meaning to say that he gives half of the whole thing, which is the rental of the journey, Kivin Shekhar Halach, since he already went on that half, the Daim Zum Lekam Tanoi, and he's ready to fulfill his condition, so therefore it's half of the whole thing. Which is what he gives, not a quarter. The next test matter begins the Gemara. Kuli agar boi lemesavle, but he has to give him the whole rental. So it says lav dafka kuli, and that's not precise. The whole thing, ela kolemer, rather what it says, kapoil bottle, it means like we said in the Vayim Vavim Beis, it means like a worker who's ready to do the whole thing, but he's not doing any work at all. The next test matter begins the Gemara. The parko letoy nebegave. That he unloads his load from it. So Pishbuk and Rashi explains, meaning halfway through, Shahisav Hamasa that he adds onto his loads of Chatzai Derech, halfway through the journey. But Kasha, and that's what we're talking about. So it says Kasha is difficult because the Havali Lamemer, then the word should have been Parikla, that he unloads. He loads it up. Kibin Shivim Mokam Acher, Oye Parikla Svina. It's from somewhere else where he was loading to the boat. What's this? The Parikla Tayin Abigave should have been Parikla. It's coming from somewhere else. But more with the Kamar, that the Gemara says that the Bashina Daita, That we're saying that it's different, it's changing from what was understood. But mamasid, what type of losses did the koshkin tevloi? What do you mean? To the contrary, the guy who owns the boat is pleased. Maybe he gains more because he has to pay for the more packaging that he's bringing. So why would this be a complaint? So Rav Pirsh Rabbi Nachman explains the perkel toine. What does this mean? That that he's unloading the packages from inside the boat, meaning he just sells the merchandise to someone else. Hainu shina does, and that's a change of opinions. Kishema ze adam hakaina, because maybe the guy who bought it from him was him kasha, he's a typical person. Or you know, I mean, the Gemara says l'ashli. What does that mean? Shatar chavolim, because according to what Tais explains, is that you need to have the ropes. L'itzikim shel mershem, to take away the vessels that holds the merchandise from the first guy, l'hach mishalchim, and bring in the vessels of the second guy. And that's his complaint. You can say, but my mukalahachi, why do you have to explain like this? Lema, why didn't you just say l'am d'shchichi l'aguri, that he has who to rent, and Mechita, maybe going to say, my terem azika, then what's the complaint? Shemshina died, it's just simply because he has to deal with different personalities. He might have a difficult person. Why does it have to be anything about this guy's merchandise? He could just be a new renter. But Shem Zbig says, no, the Kiev and the Masik time of the Rav Sod, the Svina. Sulem Asilamei Mahachi, the Tain Mal Yosehu, that it's a good complaint. Once the Gemara had said that there's this idea of ruining the boat, the Rav Sod, the Svina, so then you can't say this anymore because it actually is a good claim. So the Gemara could have answered this, but I'm not saying the truth is that it really actually does ruin the Seicher does have to pay to the Masker money for the damages that was caused to the boat by taking out the merchandise. Now for Rivam Pirish, the Rivam explains the Gemara Dachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara is saying. Loilam deshchichi laguri. Truth is that there, you have people to rent, but like Rav said, this thing, and there's no damage to the boat. Dari, why not? Dari is talking about the park of the train, the Begavei. What does that mean? Kalem, in other words, Shetach Avila B'techa Svina, that he unties the rope in the boat, but Sel Yal Yad, and they take out one at a time. Chinachrin, so to the other guy, Sheikh Nischeira, he's bringing his merchandise, also not a little bit at a time, delay Rav said, Svina, that doesn't cause major damage to the boat. But the Rumas Abbas, and then what's the complaint? Because of change of opinions. He's not accustomed dealing with the second guy. But Leo does not deal with this guy's personality. The Gemara says, meaning, this guy's going to have more of a load. He's going to have to buy where he is right now at a higher price, stronger robes. Because had he known when he was back home at his base, like kind of shambadam mod, maybe would have bought from his suppliers for a cheaper price. No, but like Elataram is now that's only quote unquote complaints, because the love time Yosa, it's not a good claim as a monetary claim. Chicken naked zeh, because correlating to this, Marviach, he's gaining. He is taking more money because of the load, because of how much bigger it is. But at the same time, it's still an element of Tarem. Next is Mata bin Gemara Kisusai, which reads his garment. Bin Ghanal goes, his gear says Kisasai, which refers to keses, to the cushion that one puts beneath his head, what we call a pillow, because the keses, who have cotton, that's the smaller one. The kar, the blanket, who are godless, is the big one. Get number seven is kalem, and perikop ches, mishnah hay, kar shasoy sadden, pillow that's made of linen, the keses shasomet bachas, and the blanket's made as a cloth. Next, it's not the even with the words more, ma'abna la'abna. Now, that means from one motel to another motel. Now, the reason why I pick specifically Avna is because it was possible to put an effort and buy a full b'chatzayim even in the middle of the daytime, not just when you get to the motel at nighttime. And if that's the case, why do we let the donkey driver to at least put a mezinah kol hayom, food of the whole entire day? You don't have to have, you could get a middle of the day too. Now, Mikar de Kama, and originally the Gemara said, that if you're able to buy chamar namela akiv, that the donkey driver could also hold back. Hamutzal name of the Gemara could have said tzurich namela akiv lechamar. Then the Gemara could ask the other way too, that the renter could hold back the donkey driver. The nechum is any klal shall I say him that he shouldn't be able to put his food on at all from that day because kibud shchiach chamakim lemizvin, because you're able to buy wherever you go. And from the come up from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say either shchiach me'avon la'avna, that only that you could only get from at nighttime. But the Gemara didn't want to go through such a lengthy discussion, but it could have mentioned that point also. This does not begin with the word isha being a deal, being a down. A woman is whether she's large or small. Now, be'ish, regarding man, the Gemara doesn't bother to mention being kadam and gadol, whether he's small or big. The reason for that is Mishnah Gabri, because regarding men, shchiach shem gadol, it's common that they're large. It's obvious that his intention was to rent it also for a large man, because saying a man, it can be large. A woman is not so common. You have to specifically mention that it applies even to a large one. Next, it's not the begins with the words, if you tell me that a nursing woman could ride on it, they have to say a pregnant woman. Sisters, King Girsas from, that's the text, the gears of the text that we have. But that doesn't seem to be correct, because the ends of percha. That's not a question. This is what's called this, and even this, because he's saying a bigger chiddush. That yeah, even the next one, that menekes. You know, you're saying the bigger chiddush. But moreover, the emes yasher shapa the figures zu. Also, it doesn't work out well according to this gear. So the comma, this is the gemara says. Oh, shemam, no, what you learn from this is benisa agav karsatakla. That the fish, because of its stomach, is weighed. Where do you see this from the salacha? It seems to be something that's obvious. So, but came nearly like a gear surround that appears to him like the text, Shematza Hashta, a Shematza that he found that says like this. Hashta Muberes Amrit, if you're saying that even a pregnant woman, Manika Mibali, they have to tell you regarding the nursing woman, which is the other way around. Why? Because the Ish Muberes, Kveid the Yisim Menika Imbana. A pregnant woman is heavier than the nursing woman with her child. Why would that be? Because since now the child is born already, he's a living thing, he carries himself, make him actually lighter. But when he's in mother's womb, Machbid, it's actually heavier. And her limbs are heavy on her. And Gemli Adam is also filled with blood at that point. But now it makes sense how the comment is that the Gemara says, Shemami, not Benisag of Krisa Tekala, that the fish, when it still has the stomach inside of it, it's heavy. Because Shemali Chutzalah, because it would be out of the fish, Le'ichavit Kol Kach, actually wouldn't be so heavy, Bein HaKol, in the total amount. But Sister's Vyesh Yashu Girsa's Rum, he wants to resolve the text of this Rum that he brought before. Makamakam Bark Shapar, and still the Gemara is asking, well, why? Because Le'ishah Kai Gabnum Misnezuva Abzu, here, it doesn't apply to his question of what he was just saying, a bigger chiddush. Why? Because Kivin Yisub Echlal, because since it's already included in the category, might have come to save what you can say at the end. Kamai Gabim Mifanin, like the halacha of Mifan Abba B'chamish Kupis, the Gemara Shabbos of Chavav Mabez, that, oh, you could clear out of the warehouse on Shabbos four or five boxes. The part of the Gemara has Chamish Mifan, if you could clear out five, Abba Mabay, do you have to tell me four? So the Gemara answers, oh no, Abba B'chamish Kudam Rinjah, we're saying four or five like the way people normally speak. But it sounds like Abba Elav, Hachiv, enough of this answer, of Amri Inchev, that this is how people talk. L'shach L'shnuyi couldn't answer the Zubav Zukatani, that, yeah, we're telling you four, I'm telling you also even five. No, because Kivan the Arba B'chal Chamesh, since four is already included, five of the Shemais is adding on, so you're not really, no added chiddush. So Bachanami here also, Muberes, a pregnant woman, Shuguf Echad, which is one body. B'chal Manika is included a nursing woman, Shem Shnei Gufim, which is two bodies. So that's the Gemara's question. The command that the Gemara says, "Mamino." So what we learn from this is Benisa Agav Krisa Tikla, that the fish through its stomach, it's weighty. Pierce, in other words, they tell the Bereishim back when the Bereishim Megidol Begidana whether she's large or small. Ubechlal Zenami Yes B'Mashma, and including this word is also understood being gas to Bendaka whether she's thick or thin. And well, the Ma'itzach Lemisnis, and why do you have to teach me Vafilimu Beres even if she's pregnant? Da'ina Namagasa, that's also large. The Guf Echadu, because it's one body. And a filamandam umulabiyachimahu, because even according to one who says that a fetus is not the thigh of the mother, it's not really one body. But in lishabni adam, but masamat, but regarding what how people speak for business, chashumim guvecha, they're considered one person for a rental. That's what we're saying. Obviously, you learn from this, and this is what explains the girsa, is the gasa machmas iber, the larger woman, because of her pregnancy. Is heavier than when she's just large on her own. Because the pregnant fetus weighs her down more than her own weight.